Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
That's our pal Dave Logan, who we had on earlier in the show. It's Poppin' Lund. Thanks for joining us on a Friday, Sunday Night Football. 49ers go to Denver to take on the Broncos. Jeff Legold's joining us. ESPN senior writer, covers the Broncos for ESPN. He joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. We played that highlight, and that was in good times for Russ. But as you point out, they were struggling for a lot of this game. The crowd's counting down the play clock, false starts, ineffectiveness, just like in the Seattle game in the red zone. What's going on there with the Broncos and Russ and Nathaniel Hackett?
Well, I think some of it is just the general lack of patience folks in the seats may have at this point after a few years of playoff misses. And, you know, this is the third first-time head coach that's been hired for the job in a row. So I think there's just a lot of built-up angst among the fans. And then, you flip the coin on that with a staff that's new to the job and tried very hard to be enthusiastic. And the trade for Russ, obviously the cornerstone of the offseason. So there's just a lot of new things going on here. You have new play callers on both sides of the ball. You've got a new head coach. You've got a GM that's only been on the job since, January of 2021. And then you've got Russell Wilson in the house. And I think all of that newness is just showing up in some of the mechanics on game day, how quickly they get things moving, how much the play clock rolls down, how many penalties they've had, all of those things I think have added up. And you know how it goes. I think sometimes it's not easy to remember some of the history. In Peyton Manning's first season, they were 2-3. They started the season 2-3. Manning had a 3-interception game in Atlanta among those losses. And, then they got things going and they didn't lose for the rest of the season. So I think a lot of the story still remains to be told, but they have been choppy and sometimes sloppy in the first two games in terms of penalties and things working smoothly on offense. I think defense has been another story.
You mentioned George Payton, the new GM there, takes over running football ops from John Elway. John Elway going back to 2021, January 2021. This offseason, everybody kind of thought that Aaron Rodgers was going to wind up in Denver. Nathaniel Hackett, his OC, winds up being the head coach, and everybody's going, boom, he's going to wind up there. That didn't happen, obviously, signed a long-term deal. And then, March the 8th, they make the trade. Aaron Rodgers signs his contract with Green Bay that morning, and an hour or so later, Russ gets traded to Denver. And the Denver talking point is, we were never in on Aaron Rodgers. We were in on Russell Wilson. Take me back. Were they trying to get Aaron Rodgers and Aaron didn't want to come? Why ultimately did they make that blockbuster deal to get Russell?
Well, I think, having spoken to a lot of people in and around the team about that, I think I would say the interest and the possibility of Aaron Rodgers in Denver was far more overblown in the media circles than it was in their own building. I think they had internal discussions, certainly, if he's available, would we be interested? But I think they came to the conclusion really quickly that Green Bay, they felt like Green Bay was going to keep him, and they felt that early on. when even a lot of people kept saying, oh, it's going to be Aaron Rodgers and they're interested. And I think even by then they had come to their conclusion that the Packers were going to keep him. And, you know, they moved on to other thoughts. And I've said Nathaniel Hackett would be this team's head coach right now. He would have gotten hired at that point in the process, no matter who the quarterback on the team was.
Jeff Lagwell joining us as we get you ready for the Broncos and the 49ers on Sunday Night Football. He is with ESPN and covers the Broncos injury-wise, because if there's a team maybe more banged up than the 49ers, it's the Broncos already. So Jerry Jeudy's on that list. Patrick Surtain, where are the Broncos as far as injuries are concerned?
Well, I think Jeudy Surtain, I think they're the two big ones. And I think both of those guys are going to play. Surtain has practiced the last 2 days, including today, and Jeudy practiced today. And I just got off the practice field, and he looked pretty good in going through practice. So I think unless something weird happens over the next couple of days here, I think both of those guys will play as well. I think right now their starting linebacker, Josie Jewell, who has missed some time here with a calf injury, I think he should play as well.
That's interesting. So Jerry Jeudy did practice today after not practicing the previous 2 days. So we'll see. How about Billy Turner at right tackle? Is he going to be good enough to go in this game, or will it be the veteran Cam Fleming?
I still think it will probably be Fleming again, unless something changes over the next 48 hours here. Turner was limited this week, and again, to my eye, he still looks a little bit away, but he wants to play. They want him in the lineup at some point. So I think he's very close. I'm just not sure it will be Sunday night.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Hey, Jeff, in terms of being on the same page, I know it takes time to get on the same page, but there were some people out of Seattle who thought one of the reasons Russ wanted out of Seattle was because he wanted to run an offense, the whole Russ let cook, or let Russ cook kind of a thing. But then you got a guy like Javonte Williams, and it seems to me that, you know, Denver would want to run the ball and kind of play a similar way to Seattle. So what is the preferred way to go offensively for the Broncos?
I think they very much would like it to look like, you know, the lineage of the offenses of the two teams are the same. And I just sat with Mike Shanahan Tuesday morning to talk with him for a while. And you know, the lineages of both playbooks head right to him. So I think that ultimately the goal is that the two teams would look very similar. They want to play action offense here with Russell Wilson. That's what Hackett wants. They want a presence with the run game, and all of that was conveyed to Wilson before he agreed to waive the no trade clause to come here. You know, he had a very clear idea, and I think his acceptance of it, at least early on here, can be seen that he has barely run with the ball. He is much preferred to move it quickly. He's moved the ball quickly, has not held on to it. So he's done, at least in these first two games. You know, it's a small sample size, but he's done all of the things here so far that people kind of grumbled in Seattle that he wouldn't do, that he held the ball too long, that he went off schedule when he didn't need to, all of those things. That has not happened here, but Hackett has involved him in, you know, in a lot of the game planning as far as saying, hey, do you like this in this situation? You know, he has involved him, and I think that's helped Hackett's cause with Wilson as they move forward here.
Jeff, you've been covering the Broncos for a long time, and you mentioned the sit-down on Tuesday with Mike Shanahan. And Kyle, you know, he's been there before, obviously, with his dad in Washington and with Houston, Atlanta. But he's going in as the head coach in the NFL, the 49ers, to coach against the Denver Broncos. We had Dave Logan, the longtime voice of the Broncos, on earlier. And he said flat out he thinks the biggest mistake the Broncos ever made was not hiring Kyle Shanahan to be the head coach back in January of 2017. Vance Joseph was the choice. Mr. Bolden was not doing well then. Joe Ellis was kind of running things. Take us back to that time. Was it because he's Mike's son? Why did the Broncos not hire Kyle Shanahan back after the 2016 year when he was the OC in Atlanta and they wound up going to the Super Bowl?
Well, you know, you're trusting people are telling you the truth, you know, even in retrospect and all of those things. But in what I know of it, Joe Ellis was still in charge of the team. In fact, his role was even bigger because Pat Bowlen was no longer involved, and Joe was heading the Bowlen Trust, which was operating the team at that moment. So Joe was a big part of the decision-making process, and Joe had overseen with Pat Bowlen the firing of Mike Shanahan here. So I think I don't think Kyle ever felt like it was a legitimate shot from his perspective, and I don't think the Broncos in-house, you know, considered him the leading candidate. And I think there was just too much history between the people still in the Broncos front office at that time with Mike Shanahan. And I'm not sure Kyle would have felt comfortable, you know, even if the job had been offered, I would have been intrigued to see if he would have taken it in that climate, because the same people were still in charge of the team. So, you know, he did interview and it did go great and everybody seemed to exit it happy, but I never got the impression anybody on either side of it felt like, okay, that's going to happen pretty soon. And, you know, again, I think it's just emotions and emotional issues. And I think if other, you know, if there had been another ownership group involved at that time or other people would have been in the front office, I think it might have had a far better chance than it did.
Great stuff. Jeff, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Should be fun Sunday night in Denver.
Oh, thank you. Anytime.
Thank you, sir.
Jeff Legwold, again, he covers the Broncos for ESPN.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.